Okay, fun seekers, here's another optional extra credit bonus assignment for you. It's actually fairly straightforward, but you have to be careful because sometimes there's confusion about what you're actually tracking. Let's read together. At marketwatch.com or any other financial website, record the option price, the option premium of the May 2020 or June 2020 or July 2020 call options for Procter & Gamble with a strike price of about 120. Now, the reason we're using 120 because it's, what, April 25th right now, 26th, and the price is close to 120. We also want you to do the option price, the option premium, of Google, Alphabet is the parent company, for May or June or July with a strike price of about $12.75. Again, that's what the price is close to at this time. 1 week later, record the prices of the options again. So if you had purchased a single contract, how much would you have gained or lost? Remember that every contract has 100 shares. So you multiply the option price, the option premium, by 100. Now subtract 40 for your gain or loss for your commissions because you have to do two buys, two purchases, and two sales. So $10 a trade. Or you can forget it. Say you wanted at Robinhood. Now note, here's where people get confused. Don't report the prices of the stocks. Now you can keep track of the prices of the stocks if you want, but we're more interested in the prices of the option because what we want you to see is how much they vary wildly. And if you don't understand what I'm talking about, if you don't understand the difference between the option premium, the option price, and the price of the stock that is tied to the option, then you need to contact me, okay? Or review the Chapter 15 presentations again. On your own, you can follow them every day. Watch as they bounce up 100% and down 100%. You don't have to do Procter & Gamble and Google. The reason we chose these two stocks is just because one is more stable, Procter & Gamble, and the other one is more volatile, Google. So you decide which companies you want to go for, but make sure what you want to research, but make sure you find one that's relatively stable and one that's more volatile. And you can check the price of the stock as you go along too. Now you must answer this question. We don't want you to do this without thinking about what options would mean to you. Would you consider trading options? Why or why not? And I'm going to just add my little 2 cents. Don't do it. Very few people actually keep doing it. Some people do, and those are the people who really like to gamble. To speculate, we don't use that word gambling, okay? So we really want to know if you would be tempted to trade options. So do answer the above question. Would you consider trading options? Why or why not? So make sure you, again, follow the option price, the option premium. You can follow the price of the stock at the same time if you want. How much would you have gained? How much would you have lost? Would you consider trading options? Okay, again, it's pretty straightforward, and it's a bonus assignment. It will not count against you if you don't do it, and it will count for you if you do.